Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Trinadapi Sunichena Tarari Vasahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare This is Krishna Book as given to us by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This is chapter 90, the final chapter, entitled Summary Description of Lord Krishna's Pastimes, which I have divided into various parts. This is part number 6. This is entitled The 5 Excellences of Lord Krishna. Srila Prabhupada says, Srila Shukadeva Goswami has concluded the 90th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam by pointing out 5 particular excellences of Lord Krishna. Number 1. The first excellence is that before Lord Krishna's appearance in the Yadu family, the river Ganges was known as the purest of all things. Even impure things could be purified simply by touching the water of the Ganges. This super excellent power of the Ganges water was due to its having emanated from the toe of Lord Vishnu. But when Lord Krishna, the Supreme Vishnu, appeared in the family of the Yadu dynasty, he traveled personally throughout the kingdom of the Yadus, and by his intimate association with the Yadu dynasty, the whole family not only became very famous, but also became more effective in purifying others than the waters of the Ganges. Number 2. The next excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that although he apparently gave protection to the devotees and annihilated the demons, both the devotees and the demons achieved the same result. Lord Krishna is the bestower of 5 kinds of liberation, of which Sayujya Mukti, or the liberation of becoming one with the Supreme, was given to demons like Kamsa, whereas the gopis were given the chance to associate with him personally. The gopis kept their individuality in order to enjoy the company of Lord Krishna. But Kamsa was accepted into his impersonal Brahmajyoti. In other words, both the demons and the gopis were spiritually liberated. But because the demons were enemies and the gopis were friends, the demons were killed and the gopis protected. The third excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance was that the goddess of fortune who is worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, and Chandra, remained always engaged in the service of the Lord, even though the Lord gave more preference to the gopis. Lakshmiji, the goddess of fortune, tried her best to be on an equal level with the gopis, but she was not successful. Nevertheless, she remained faithful to Krishna, although she generally does not remain in one place, even if worshipped by demigods like Lord Brahma. I would like to make a comment at this point, because this topic of Lakshmiji is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya visited South India, he met one Venkatabhatta, and he was a strict Brahminical follower of the Lord. So there was a discussion between Venkatabhatta and Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya joked with him that the goddess of fortune tried to enter the rasa dance, but she was not allowed. So Lord Chaitanya asked Venkatabhatta, why was it that the goddess of fortune was not allowed to enter the rasa dance? And Venkatabhatta could not answer Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said that Lakshmiji tried to enter the rasa dance in the form of Lakshmi, but Krishna only dances the rasa dance with the gopis. So Lakshmiji would have had to have the body of a gopi, then she would be able to enter the rasa dance. But because she tried to enter with the body of Lakshmi, the form of Lakshmi, she was not permitted to enter the rasa dance. Then Lord Chaitanya spoke to Venkatabhatta to help him not be too disturbed. Lord Chaitanya pointed out that actually Lakshmiji is there in the rasa dance because Srimati Radharani is the origin of all the gopis, all the queens, and also Radharani is the origin of all the Lakshmis. All the Lakshmis are simply expansions of Srimati Radharani, as are the queens of Dwarka and all of the gopis. So Lakshmiji is there, but not in her Lakshmi form. She is in the rasa dance in the form of the innumerable gopis. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was able to pacify Venkatabhatta. Now we go to number 4. The fourth excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance concerns the glories of His holy name. It is stated in the Vedic literature that by chanting the different names of Lord Vishnu 1,000 times, one may be bestowed with the same benefits as by chanting the holy name of Lord Ram. And by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna only once, one receives the same benefit as by chanting the holy name of Lord Rama 3 times. In other words, of all the holy names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, including Vishnu and Rama, the holy name of Krishna is the most powerful. At this point, I would also like to make a comment that many times I have preached that the Maha Mantra is the mantra on steroids. The Maha Mantra has the names of Krishna and Rama. And therefore, every time we say Rama, we have already done the Vishnu Sahasranam, the chanting of the 1,000 names of Lord Vishnu. And when we chant the name Krishna, we have done 3 times the Vishnu Sahasranam. So now we get a glimpse of why it is called Mahamantra, the great chanting. And as I like to make a joke, the mantra on steroids. Prabhupada continues, the Vedic literature, therefore, specifically stresses the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya introduced this chanting of the holy name of Krishna in this age, thus making liberation more easily obtainable than in other ages. In other words, Lord Krishna is more excellent than his other incarnations, although all of them are equally the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Number 5. The 5th excellence of Lord Krishna's appearance is that he established the most excellent of all religious principles by his one statement in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Vraja Ahang Tvang Sarva Pabebhyo Mokshayishyami Ma Shucha. Simply by surrendering unto Krishna, one can discharge all the principles of religious rites. In the Vedic literature, there are 20 kinds of religious principles mentioned, and each of them is described in different shastras. But Lord Krishna is so kind to the fallen conditioned souls of this age that he personally appeared and asked everyone to give up all kinds of religious rites and simply surrender unto him. It is said that this age of Kali is 3/4 devoid of religious principles. Hardly 1/4 of the principles of religion are still observed in this age. But by the mercy of Lord Krishna, not only has this void of Kali Yuga been completely filled, but the religious process has been made so easy that simply by rendering transcendental loving service unto Lord Krishna, by chanting his holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can achieve the highest result of religion, namely being transferred to the highest planet within the spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan. Considering all this, one can immediately appreciate the benefit of Lord Krishna's appearance on the earth. So that was part 1 of our Krishna book class, and I will now go to part 2. This part number 7 is called conclusion. Srila Shukadeva Goswami thus concludes his description of the super exalted position of Lord Krishna by glorifying him in the following way. O Lord Krishna, all glories unto you. You are present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Therefore you are known as Jananivas, or one who lives in everyone's heart. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarvabhutanang Riddeshe Arjun Tishtati. The Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature lives within everyone's heart. This does not mean, however, that Krishna has no separate existence. As the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Mayavadi philosophers accept the all-pervading feature of Parabrahman, but when Parabrahman or the Supreme Lord appears, the Mayavadis think that he appears under the control of material nature. Because Lord Krishna appeared as the son of Devaki, the Mayavadi philosophers accept Krishna to be an ordinary living entity who takes birth within this material world. At this point, I will make a comment that Lord Chaitanya says, there is no greater blasphemy to think that when God comes, he comes under the control of the modes of nature, or that he accepts a material body. That is the epitome of atheism. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya told us not to hear from the Mayavadis because they are the greatest offenders to Krishna's lotus feet. And the Mayavadis are so offensive that they are unable to chant Krishna's holy name. And chanting Krishna's holy name is the goal of every devotee's existence, to be able to chant always the holy name. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami warns them, Devaki Janma Vada. And they take that to mean that although Krishna is famous as the son of Devaki, actually, he is the Super Soul, or the all-pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead. The devotees take this word, Devaki Janmavada, differently than the Mayavadis. The devotees understand that actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda. Although Krishna first appeared as the son of Devaki, he immediately transferred himself to the lap of Mother Yashoda, and his childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This fact was also admitted by Vasudev himself, Krishna's father. When Vasudev met Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at Kurukshetra, he admitted that Krishna and Balaram were actually the sons of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev and Devaki were only their official father and mother. Their actual father and mother were Nanda and Yashoda. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami describes Lord Krishna as Devaki Janmavad. Shukadeva Goswami then glorifies the Lord as one who is honored by the Yaduvarna Parishat, the assembly house of the Yadu dynasty, and as the destroyer of different kinds of demons. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have killed all the demons by employing his different material energies, but he wanted to kill them personally in order to give them salvation. There was no need of Krishna's coming to this material world to kill the demons. Simply by his willing, many hundreds and thousands of demons could have been killed without his personal endeavor. But actually, he descended for his pure devotees, to play as a child with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, and to give pleasure to the inhabitants of Dwaraka. By killing the demons and giving protection to the devotees, Lord Krishna established the real religious principle, which is simply love of God. By following the factual religious principle of love of God, even the living entities known as sthiracara were also delivered of all material contamination and transferred to the spiritual planet. Sthira means the trees and plants which cannot move, and chara means the moving animals, especially the cows. When Krishna was present, he delivered all the trees, monkeys, and other plants and animals who happened to see him and serve him, both in Vrindavan and in Dwaraka. Lord Krishna is especially glorified for giving pleasure to the gopis and the queens of Dwaraka. Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Lord Krishna for his enchanting smile, by which he enchanted not only the gopis of Vrindavan, but also the queens at Dwaraka. The exact words used in this connection are Vardayan Kama Devam. In Vrindavan, as the boyfriend of many gopis, and in Dwaraka, as the husband of many queens, Krishna increased their lusty desires to enjoy with him. For God realization or self-realization, one generally has to undergo severe austerities and penances for many, many thousands of years, and then it may be possible to realize God. But the gopis and the queens of Dwaraka, simply by enhancing their lusty desires to enjoy Krishna as their boyfriend or husband, received the highest type of salvation. This behavior of Lord Krishna with the gopis and queens is unique in the history of self-realization. Usually, people understand that for self-realization, one has to go to the forest or mountains and undergo severe austerities and penances. But the gopis and queens, simply by being attached to Krishna in conjugal love and enjoying his company in a so-called sensuous life, full of luxury and opulence, achieve the highest salvation, which is impossible to achieve even for great sages and saintly persons. Similarly, demons such as Kamsa, Dantavakra, and Shishupal, who treated Krishna as an enemy, also got the highest benefit of being transferred to the spiritual world. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva offers his respectful obeisances to the Supreme Truth, Vasudev, Krishna. After that, he taught his son, Shukadeva Goswami, and he taught him to preach Srimad Bhagavatam. It is in this connection that Shukadeva Goswami glorifies the Lord with the word Jayati. Following in the footsteps of Srila Vyasadeva, Shukadeva Goswami and all the acharyas in disciplic succession, and the whole population of the world should glorify Lord Krishna. And for their best interest, they should take to this Krishna consciousness movement. That process is easy and helpful. It is simply to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya has therefore recommended that one be callous to the material ups and downs. Material life is temporary, so the ups and downs of life may come and go. And when they come, one should be as tolerant and as tree, and as humble and meek as the straw in the street. But certainly, one must engage him or herself in Krishna consciousness by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Supersoul of all living entities, out of His causeless mercy, comes down and manifests His different transcendental pastimes in different incarnations. Hearing the attractive pastimes of Lord Krishna's different incarnations is a chance for liberation for the conditioned soul. And the most fascinating and pleasing activities of Lord Krishna Himself are still more attractive because Lord Krishna personally is all attractive. So that ends our Krishna book class for today. Now I will do a concert of some of my original songs, and then for those of you who still are here, I will do a class on the Govinda Lilamrita.